Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting second. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting third. The right fielder, Pete Lockhock. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ron Dunn. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Bonham. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Bonham. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ted Sizemore. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Torre. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bake McBride. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Tyson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Forsch. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Forsch. And now, play ball. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger strikes out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brock moves to second. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre takes first base on ball 4. Brock moves to third. Sizemore moves to second. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is hit by the pitch. Wrights moves to second. Bob Forsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsch hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swisher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dunn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Swisher. The throw from Simmons and he is out, Tyson applying the tag. One out. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Monday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lockhock. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Torre hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Simmons moves to third. Two outs. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 1 in the game. McBride hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lockhock. McBride reaches second base with a double. Simmons scores. It's Cubs, 1, Cardinals, 1. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wrights is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore misplays the ball. That's an error on Sizemore. Lockhock moves to second. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards second. Sizemore scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tyson takes first base on ball four. Bob Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh is 0-for-1 in the game. Forsh bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Tyson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tyson moves to third. Forsh moves to second. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sizemore hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tyson scores. There goes Forsh trying to get to home. Lockhock throws the ball into Swisher who tags Forsh who's trying to score from second, for the out. Brock moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cardinals. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-1, Cardinals. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Torre takes first base on ball 4. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham fires to first and has Torre trapped. There's the throw to Kessinger who tags Torre for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn is 0-for-1 in the game. Dunn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Swisher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Ward pinch hits for Bill Bonham. Chris Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Swisher moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Monday hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Frayling now pitching. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McBride is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wrights hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Tyson hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive towards third. Wrights reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh is 0 for 1 in the game. Forsh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sizemore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Madlock moves to second. Ron Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn is 0 for 2 in the game. Dunn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Madlock scores. Thornton moves to second. It's 5-2, Cardinals. Mike Garman now pitching. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Thornton moves to third. Two outs. Billy Williams pinch hits for Ken Frailing. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Oscar Zamora now pitching. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Torre hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McBride hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday who is chasing the ball. McBride reaches third base with a triple. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wrights strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Monday hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockhock is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Tyson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Garman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garman bunts towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garman for the out. Tyson moves to second. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dunn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tyson moves to third. Two outs. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zamora fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Madlock takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thornton is hit by the pitch. Madlock moves to second. Ron Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dunn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.